弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters.
刚刚弟兄借着这首诗歌提醒我们，我们今天乃是在一场属灵的征战里。
Through this hymn, a brother reminded us we're all in a spiritual warfare.
而这场属灵征战只有两边。
There are only two sides in this spiritual
warfare. 一边是在撒旦黑暗的权势这一边。
One side is under the power of the Satan.
另外一边是在神爱子光明的国度这一边。
And the other side is in the kingdom of the light.
或许有些弟兄姐妹我们会想，那我们可不可以选择我们两边都不站，我们选择站在中间。
Perhaps brother or sister may think that can we stand?
地上的征战，我们知道会有中立国。
And on the earth fair, there is like a 中立国 middle. I don't know. Yeah, you can stand in the middle. Neutral, you can be neutral.
但是在这场属灵征战里头是没有中立国的地位。
But in this spiritual warfare, you cannot be neutral.
你要么是在撒旦权势这一边。
You either under the power of Satan.
不然就是在我们荣耀主的这一边。
Or you stand on the side of our glorious Lord.
我可以告诉你们，这场征战的结局已经定了。
Well.I can tell you this end result is already determined.
我们知道主在哥哥他山上十字架，他已经完全得胜了。
Because the Lord overcome on the Mount of Calvary.
今天是你我的选择。
It's up to your choice.
我们是要站在失败这一边呢，还是要站在得胜的这一边？
Whether you stand on the side of failure or on the victorious side.
早晨我们愿意借着神旧约的百姓的一段历史，我们来认识这场属灵的征战。
This morning, we would like to come to understand this spiritual warfare through in the Old Testament.
我们会从神百姓身上看见他们的软弱和失败。
We can see the weaknesses and failures from the people of God.
我们也会看见神如何用他的恩典来把百姓再一次的恢复过来。
And we also can see how God restored His people by His grace.
那我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
请我们先翻开圣经到旧约的以斯拉记。
Book of Ezra in Old Testament.
旧约以斯拉记，我们要先从第四章第一节读到第六节。
Chapter 4 from verse 1 to 6.
以斯拉记第四章，我们先读第一节到第六节。犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为耶和华以色列的神造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以俗长，对他们说，请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神与你们一样，自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们常祭祀神。但所罗巴伯、耶稣亚和其余以色列的族长对他们说，我们建造神的殿与你们无干，我们自己为耶和华以色列的神协力建造，是照波斯王古列所吩咐的，那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候使他们的手发软，扰乱他们，从波斯王古列年间直到波斯王大利乌登基的时候，会买模式要败坏他们的谋算，在亚哈随鲁才登基的时候，上本控告犹大和耶路撒冷的居民。
Book of Ezra, chapter 4, from verse 1 to 6. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord, God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the father's houses and said to them, let us build with you, for we seek your gods as you do, and we have sacrificed to him since the days of Azarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua, the rest of the heads of the father's houses of Israel, said to them, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us. Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah.They troubled them in building and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose in all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. In the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem.
我们读同一章第23到24节。
Same chapter, verse 23 to 24.
亚达薛西王的上谕读在利宏和书记申帅并他们的同党面前，他们就急忙往耶路撒冷去见犹大人，用势强迫他们停工。 于是在耶路撒冷神殿的工程就停止了，直停到波斯王大力乌第二年。
Now when a copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum, Shimshai, the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem against the Jews, and by force of arms made them cease. Thus the work of the house of God which is at Jerusalem ceased, and it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
所以这两处圣经呢，我们看见犹大和便雅悯的敌人，他们如何用计谋和势力来强迫神百姓停止建造耶和华殿的工程。
And from those scriptures, we see how the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin try to discourage the people and then make them cease the building work of the temple of God.
好，我们要继续读第五章第一和第二两节。
Let's continue on chapter 5, verse 1 to 2.
那时是哈该和义多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向亚和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话，于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophets, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and then Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. So Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them.
这里让我们看见当敌人叫神的百姓不能够再继续建造耶和华神的殿，有差不多15-16年之后，神就借着他的先知，两位先知来向百姓说劝勉的话。
We see after the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin stopped their building work, after about 16 years, and God spoke to the people through prophet Haggai and Zechariah.
我们看见当神的话借着先知临到百姓之后，百姓他们就得着激励，他们就起来继续的来完成耶和华殿的建造。
When the words of God came upon his people, then the people of God rose up and started to build the temple of God.
所以今天我们要先来看一下，那神借着先知哈该说了些什么话呢？
Let's take a look at what God spoke to his people through prophet Haggai.
所以我们翻到旧约小先知书哈该书，在马拉基书的前面两卷。
Let's turn our Bible to Book of Haggai. It's before Zechariah.
所以盼望借着我们所读的经文，让我们能够知道他们这两卷书，他们的历史上面是彼此有相关联的。
Let's take a look how these two books related.
好，我们读哈该书第一章，我们先从一节读到第八节。
Chapter 1 from verse 1 to 8.
大力乌王第二年六月初一日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month of the first day of the month, the word came by Haggai, the prophet of Zerubbabel of Shealtiel, God of Judah, to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, The time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, Is it a time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. You have so much and bring little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into back his holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring woods and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
好，还要再读12到第13节。
Verse 12 to 13.
那时撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚并剩下的百姓都听从华他们神的话和先知哈该耶和华他们神差来所说，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。第十三节，耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Verse 12 to 13. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnants of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says the Lord.
这是在大利乌王第二年的时候，先知哈该对百姓所说的。
This is a prophet Haggai spoke to. This is what prophet Haggai spoke to his people in the second year of King Darius.
好，那我们再翻回到以斯拉记第六章。
Let's turn our Bible back to Book of Ezra, Chapter 6.
以斯拉记第六章，我们读14-15节。
Verse 14 and 15.
犹大长老因先知哈该伊多的孙子撒加利亚所说话。就建造这殿，凡事亨通。他们遵着以色列神的命令和波斯王古列、大利乌、亚达薛西的旨意建造完毕。大利乌王第六年，亚达月初三日，这殿修成了。
So the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, and they built and finished it according to the commandments of the God of Israel, and according to the commands of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. Now the temple was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius.
所以我们看见当神借着先知劝勉百姓他们重新起来建造耶和华殿之后，他们在很快的四年当中就把耶和华的殿建造完毕。
When the Lord encouraged his people through prophet Haggai to rise up the temple, and then in the short 4 years, they finished the construction.
我们最后要读一处在圣经是在第17章。
And the last scripture is in Book of Revelation.
对，启示录第十七章，我们读第14节。
Chapter 17, verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊并胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召、被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。
These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful.
这里的他们就是指着魔鬼撒旦的国度和他其中一切的势力，他们与羔羊征战，圣经告诉我们羔羊必胜过他们。
And them here it refers to the kingdom of Satan. And then when the Lord when they make a war with the Lord with Lamb and the Lamb is victorious.
同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜。
And here it mentioned, though are with him, are called, chosen, and faithful.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在旧约的历史里，你如何带领的百姓来征战，来得胜。主，今天你也要在我们身上带领我们来得胜。
How you led all your people through all the battles and win the victory in the Old Testament. How you also lead us to win the victory.
主，我们知道你是那荣耀的羔羊。
We know that you are the glorious lamb.
你已经得胜了。
You have overcome.
你已经坐在高天至高的宝座上。
You have seated on the right hand of the Father.
主，你今天还来呼召我们。
You also call us today.
你拣选我们。
You chose us.
主，你要我们 向你有忠心的也来一同得胜。
And for those who are faithful to him also have the same victory.
主愿早晨你借圣灵在向我们所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Let those who have to hear all the words you speak to us through the Holy Spirit this morning.
主叫我们能够因着你的恩，我们能够答应你的呼召。
So by this we may rise up and then respond to your calling.
我们能够在这场属灵征战中来与你一同得胜。
So we may overcome with you in this spiritual warfare.
求早晨，求你在早晨的时间里与我们同在。
We ask for your presence this morning.
主你的话来激励我们。
May your words encourage us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 谁是那蒙召被选有忠心的人
？Who are those who are called, chosen, and faithful?
弟兄姐妹，不是别的，就是你和我。
No one else. It's you and me.
今天我们实在是蒙了神极大的怜悯和恩典。
Today we have received His great grace.
我们是神在创立世界以先就在基督里所拣选的一般人。
We are the people who have been chosen before the foundation of the world.
我们是神用他恩召所召的一般人。
We are the people who are called by His grace.
剩下唯一的条件就是我们是不是向主有忠心的一般人。
The condition it left is whether faithful or not.
因为主的话告诉我们，那蒙召被选有忠心的也必得胜。
Because the words of the Lord told us, those who are with Him also overcome. Those means that those who are chosen, called, and faithful.
我们知道，在旧约，神的百姓他们一次一次的悖逆神。
We know in the Old Testament, the people of God rebel many times.
神借着先知一次一次的来召唤他们。
And then God called them back many times through prophets.
然而他们屡劝不听。
But they didn't listen.
到了一个地步，在神爱的旨意里头，神允许他们被掳到巴比伦。成为为奴的一般人。
To the point in God's will, then God allowed them to be taken captive to Babylon.
然而，在他们被掳之前，神借着先知应许他们说，他们被掳到巴比伦七十年之后，他们必回应许之地。
But God promised them through prophet that after 7 years of captivity, they will return from exile.
所以在他们被掳七十年之后，神就激动波斯王古列的心，叫他下诏允许神的百姓。回到耶路撒冷为神来建殿。
Therefore, after 70 years of captivity, God stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, and then allowed them to return back to Jerusalem to build the temple of God.
在当时有一班人，他们答应了神的呼召，他们放下了在巴比伦的一切，回到耶路撒冷。
At that time, there were a good group of people who were willing to give up everything in Babylon and return to Jerusalem.
圣经称他们为犹大的余民。
And Bible called them as remnant.
也就是新约圣经里头所说的得胜者。
It's the overcomers referred in the New Testament.
当他们回到耶路撒冷之后，他们很快的就在原有的根基上来修筑祭坛。
After they return back to Jerusalem, soon they start to put the altar on its original base.
并且在祭坛上来向神向耶和华来献祭。
They start to offer sacrifice altar.
今天对我们而言乃是基督的爱激励我们。
For us, because of the compelling love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主早晨当我们在主的饼杯面前弟兄姐妹实在是被基督的爱所激励。
We thank Lord this morning before His table, we are encouraged by His love.
叫我们实在是这样的爱的激励叫我们甘心在基督十字架的根基上面我们能够将自己献上当作活祭来归给我们的神。
Because of the love that constrains us, so we may offer ourselves as the living sacrifice on the foundation of the cross.
不仅如此，这些犹大的渔民，他们很快的也在圣殿原有的地方，他们来立了那殿的根基。
And soon after, these remnants also laid foundation of the temple.
圣经告诉我们，当神殿的根基立定之后，众民都大声的欢呼。
The Bible told us that once the foundation was laid, all the people shout with great shout.
看过旧的原有圣殿的那些老年人，他们大声的哭嚎。
So others who see the former temple also wept with a loud voice.
因为他们曾经见过那神荣耀圣殿的光景。
Because they see the magnificence of the old temple.
经过被掳了七十年之后，他们看见他们又重新能够在原有的地方来看见神殿的根基立定，他们在那里大声的哭嚎。
After all these years of captivity, they saw this temple was restored, and that's why they wept with loud voice.
有许多年轻人，他们大声欢呼。
The young people shout with great shout.
因为他们从前听他们的爷爷他们上上一代的人描述神殿的荣耀。
Because they have heard all this glorious magnificence their fathers described.
所以他们非常的振奋，非常的鼓舞。他们看见说，他们如今竟然能够在神所应许之地来立这个神殿的根基。
So that's why they were so excited and encouraged to be able to lay the foundation temple in Jerusalem.
而众民呼喊的声音达到远处。
And then all the shout can be heard of.
所以我们看见这是神恢复工作开始。
This is the beginning of God's restoration work.
在他们周围的民都听见他们呼喊的声音。
All the inhabitants surround them can hear their voice.
这根基不是别的。它属灵的意义就是说到我主耶稣基督。
The foundation is nothing else but Lord Jesus.
因为只有主基督耶稣是神教会建造唯一的根基。
Because only the Lord Jesus Christ is the only foundation to build a church of God.
那么是不是从此之后呢，神的百姓这些犹大渔民他们就能够顺顺利利的来完成神殿的建造呢？
Did they start their construction work very smoothly after that?
我们刚刚读的以斯拉记第四章的圣经告诉我们，犹大和便雅悯的敌人，他们就来找他们了。
And then from the chapter 4 we just read, from the book of Ezra, we see that soon after that, the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin came to find them.
这些的敌人来找他们的时候呢，他们采取两种不同的计谋。
They took two different schemes to approach them.
第一个计谋呢，是比较可怕的。
The first scheme seems very terrible.
因为他就向百姓的首领们提出来说，既然你们要建为耶和华建殿，我们也是信奉耶和华的，那我们一起来建造好不好？
Because they request that, let us also build with you, for we also seek your God as you do.
弟兄姐妹，今天要是有一些的人啊，来到我们当国弟兄姐妹中间说。我们也一同来建造一建造神的教会，你们高不高兴？
Aren't you glad if some people came to our church and then suggest that they can help us to build the church of God?
当然我们要先问一问了，你们信不信主啊？
Of course we need to ask them, are you Christian?
他们说我们也是信主的。
Yes, we are.
啊，你说啊，这太好了。
That's wonderful.
哎呀，我们正好缺人。
We just on short of hands.
来，欢迎欢迎。
Welcome.
参加我们儿童的服事。
Let's come and join our
Sunday
school service.
参加我们厨房的服事。
And then you can serve in kitchen.
我们会不会这样？
Aren't we like that?
我们看见当时神百姓的首领，他们有一个属灵的分辨能力。
We see at that time, the heads of the fathers' houses has this spiritual discernment.
他们就断然的拒绝了他们的请求。
Without doubt, they reject the request.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这班人。他们乃是要把一个混杂的信仰带到神百姓中间。
Because these people will bring the mixture into the face of the people of God.
不错，他们似乎也是在敬拜耶和华神。
Yes, it seems like they also worship Jehovah God.
然而，他们同时也敬拜侍奉其他许多的偶像。
But they also worship other idols.
这班人不是别的，他们就是一般撒玛利亚人。
They are Samaritans.
这段历史呢，记载在历代列王记下十七章那里。
This history recorded in the Second King chapter 17.
今天我们没有时间去看。
We didn't have time to look at it.
看见神的百姓拒绝了他们一同建殿的请求之后。
After the people reject the request to build the temple,
我们看见他们马上就变脸了。
They turned their face.
他们就用势力。要来强迫神的百姓停止建造神殿的工程。
They try all their might to try to cease the construction work.
所以我们就看见他们起初好像关心神殿的建造的那个用意呢，是别有用心的。
We can tell actually their initial request is they have a different intention.
他们并不是真正关心神殿的建造。
They didn't really truly care about the construction of the temple of God.
弟兄姐妹，盼望主今天也给我们在教会建造上面，我们有一个属灵的分辨能力。
May Lord also give us the same spiritual discernment.
我们不让人把世界、把其他的东西能够混杂在教会的建造里头。
We do not allow people to bring a mixture into the church of God.
那我们看见当这些敌人他们来扰乱神百姓建殿的工程的时候
，When these adversaries disturb the construction work，
百姓他们就停止了建殿的工作。
The people of God stopped their building。
但从外面客观环境来讲，这的确是一个难处。
Outwardly, it seems like they are full of difficulties。
因为他们呢，一状告到波斯王那里，他们得着一个王的谕令呢，禁止他们继续建造耶和华的神的殿。
Because they persecute them to the king of Persia, and then the king of Persia issued a decree to stop their construction work.
但是这班百姓真正的问题乃是他们里面软弱了，他们在神的心意上面他们退后了。
The real issue is the heart of the people of God are weak. They shrink back on the will of God.
我们怎么知道呢
？How we know?
因为他们这一停止就停了。差不多16年的时间
，because they stopped the building for 16 years，
一直到神借着先知哈该和撒加利亚来责备他们、劝勉他们，他们才重新的靠着主来修建耶和华神的殿。
Until the time God rebuked and encouraged them through prophet Haggai and Zechariah, then they rose up to start a building of God.
我们从表面来看，好像是犹和便雅悯他们的仇敌呢来拦阻他们。
Outwardly, it seems like the enemy of Judah and Benjamin stopped their building.
但是我们知道这一场征战背后真正的仇敌乃是神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦。
But we know actually the true enemy behind the spiritual warfare is the enemy of God, which is Satan.
因为神的仇敌要来拦阻神心意的成就。
Because enemy of God.Will prevent the will of God from being fulfilled.
主耶稣在马太福音十六章，他这么说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，是阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
Because in Matthew chapter 16, Lord Jesus mentioned that on this rock I will build my church. The gates of the Hades will not prevail against it.
所以我们看见今天神要建造他荣耀的教会。
Today, our Lord God will build His glorious church.
教会是属于主的
church to God.
也是主亲自建造的
It's the work of Lord's own hands.
主要我们与他同工
Lord wanted us to work with Him.
一方面，我们是主他所建造的房屋
On one hand, we are on the building of God.
因为我们就是教会的一部分
Because we are part of this church.
然而主也邀请我们主也愿意我们与他一同同工来参与这个建造的工程
And Lord also wanted us to partake in this construction work
也就是说主要将他生命的性情要制作在你我的身上
Because God wanted to form his nature in us
主要建造教会成为神借圣灵的一个居所
And God wanted it to build a dwelling place through the Holy Spirit.
主要建造他的教会成为他的身体。
And God wanted to build the church as His body.
成为那充满万有者所充满的见证。
Testimony of the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
弟兄姐妹，这一个何等荣耀伟大的。
How the glorious and great work it is.
在这过程当中，我们知道。仇敌魔鬼撒旦，他是千方百计的要来拦阻这件事情的成就。
And we see the enemy of God will try all his might to try to prevent this building to be finished.
那感谢赞美主，主说这个建造的工程，主是得胜的。
Thank Lord, because Lord reminded us that this warfare, Lord has already overcome.
即使撒旦借着阴间的权势。也不能拦阻这件事情。
Even the gates of the Hades cannot prevail.
虽然2000年的时间过去了。
Even though after 2000 years passed.
仇敌似乎好像拦阻神心意的成就。
It seems like an enemy has been successful.
然而我们知道这教会建造的工程已经到了尾声。
But we know that act construction work almost reached to the end.
因为所有关于主回来的预言都已经应。
Because all the prophecies of regarding the return of the Lord has been fulfilled.
所以我们知道很快的主就要回来得着他荣耀的教会。
Soon the Lord will return back and to receive His glorious church.
然而今天在神恩典的时间里头
still in His gracious time,
主还要在我们身上来建造我们。
The Lord still build us up.
神还要我们来与他同工
to co-work with Him,
来参与这个建造
to participate in this building.
主不仅他自己得胜了。
Not only Lord Himself overcome.
他也要我们在这建造的上面来与他一同得胜。
On this building work, God wants us to have the same victory.
所以早晨我们要从犹大渔民他们所面临的这个仇敌的挑战和征战呢，来学习几个属灵的功课。
And this morning, we want to learn several spiritual lessons from the spiritual warfare.
我们知道，我们必须要先认识这场属灵征战。
First, we need to come to understand the warfare.
才能够百战百胜。
Then we can always will overcome.
然而很可惜的，很多时候我们好像在这个属灵征战当中，就像刚刚弟兄所说的，每一天生活当中呢，我们都在这个征战里头。
And sadly, we actually every day we live in this spiritual warfare.
那我们打败仗的机会似乎是比较多。
It seems like we often fight the losing battle.
其中有一个原因是。
And there's one reason.
我们不够认识我们这场征战的对象。
We don't truly know the true enemy of the spiritual warfare.
以弗所书第六章告诉我们，我们并不是与属血气的在征战，我们乃是与那执政掌权的，与那空中属灵的恶魔在征战。
Ephesians chapter 6 told us that we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the rulers and powers of darkness.
我们很多时候我们弄错了我们征战的对象。
Oftentimes we mistaken our enemies.
我们常常以为我们是在跟人在那里征战。
We often feel like wrestle against the people.Man.
有时候我们在公司里头跟我们的老板跟我们的同事在那里相争。
Sometimes, we struggle against our boss and coworkers.
哎呀，工作已经是压力很大，已经忙得不得了了。
There are a lot of pressure from work.
你发现我们的心里头啊，常常处在一个征战的一个状态里头。
Oftentimes, we are in a struggling condition.
那我们下了班呢，回到家里想说可以好好的享受一下安息。
And then after work, we feel like we can return home and receive some rest.
就在家里头呢，又跟自己的配偶、跟孩子怎么样，也在那里打仗。
We also fight against our spouses and our children.
所以我们看见，我们为什么在属灵征战当中我们的失败，那是因为我们不够认识我们这场属灵征战的对象。
The reason why we always fight the losing battle is because we don't truly understand the true enemy in this spiritual warfare.
甚至有时候我们来到教会里头。
And sometimes even we come to the gathering.
我们想说我们都是同恩典的弟兄姐妹，肯定是彼此的相亲相爱。
We feel like we all receive the same grace. We are brothers and sisters. We must love each other.
就有些时候出乎我们意料之外，当我们一同配搭在服事的当中的时候，我们发现我们还在这场征战里头。
And unexpectedly, as we serve together, we feel like we're still in the same battle.
那是因为在你我里头，还有我们的肉体，还有我们的己。
It's because we still have our flesh and flesh and our.
仇敌就借着我们的肉体和我们的己呢，来在教会的建造当中造成许多的难处。
And enemy will create many difficulties through our flesh and ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要记得主的话说，我们并不是与属血气的在征战。
We must remember what Lord told us. We do not wrestle against the
flesh and blood. 弟兄姐妹，无论你在工作当中发生什么难处
，No matter what difficulty you have encountered，
无论你在家里面遭遇什么样的问题
，In work and at home，
弟兄姐妹，就是你在路上开车的时候，你也发现说好像充满了敌人。
Even though you are driving on the highway, you still have enemies all around you.
你们得，我们并不是与属血气的在征战。
Just remember, we do not struggle against the flesh and blood.
我们不是与人在相争。
We do not wrestle against the man.
我们的仇敌乃是神的仇敌，是那空中属灵气的恶魔。
And that our true enemy is the enemy of God, is the spiritual host of the weaknesses in the heavenly places.
当什么时候我们的肉体被激动了？
Whenever our flesh and blood is stirred,
什么时候我们凭着血气说话行事，我们在这场征战当中我们就输了。
Whenever we behave with our flesh and blood, we lose the battle.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认清这场属灵征战的对象。
We need to understand clearly the true enemy of this warfare.
好叫我们知道当如何来打这场属灵的征战。
So we may know how to fight the battle.
此外，今天仇敌也用一个非常厉害的计谋来拦阻神教会的建造。
The other scheme enemy used to prevent the church from being built.
就叫神的百姓呢十分的忙碌。
To cause the God to be very busy.
从早忙到晚，从晚忙到早。
From the morning to evening and from the evening to morning.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是你我的生活
？Is it your life?
不仅我们忙
，Not only we are busy.
就连现在的孩子跟年轻人啊，也忙得不得了。
Even the young people and the children are very busy.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这就是神仇敌的一个诡计。
There is another scheme of the enemy of God.
刚弟兄提到啊，摩西。神如何借着摩西带领以色列百姓离开了埃及。
Brother just mentioned earlier that how Moses led the children of Israel, children of God, out of Egypt.
弟兄姐妹，你记得吗？当神差遣摩西对埃及法老王说：“容我的百姓去旷野侍奉我。”
Do you still remember when Moses told the king Pharaoh, "Please let my people go to and then serve me in the wilderness"?
那埃及法老王怎么回答呢
？What Pharaoh respond?
你们快去快去。
And go go.
是这样子吗
？Is it not so?
不是的。
No.
法老王怎么样呢
？What Pharaoh told Moses?
他一次又一次的拦阻神的百姓去侍奉去敬拜神。
One time after another, Pharaoh tried to prevent the children of God from worshiping God.
他所做的第一件事情是什么
？The first thing he did.
More work.
Yeah, more work.
加重他们工作的重担。
To increase their workload.
既然你们还有时间说要敬拜侍奉神，那我就加重你们的工作。
Since you still have time to worship your God, I will increase your work.
叫你们从早忙到晚，从晚忙到早，还有没有看你们还有没有力气，还有没有时间说要来敬拜侍奉你们的神。
To cause you busy from the morning to evening, and then see whether you still have time and energy to serve your God.
弟兄姐妹，我记得几年前我有一次机会到西岸和一些弟兄姐妹们有点交通。
I remember several years ago, I had an opportunity to go to West Coast to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这个姐妹提说到关于她的弟兄啊，一天要工作11-12个小时。
One sister that her husband's 11-12 hours a day.
不知道我们中间有没有这样的弟兄姐妹。
Is there any brother sister work this long?
她说甚至于到了周末有时候还得要加班。
And sometimes he has to work overtime on weekends.
不要说是建造了，连正常参加基本的聚会都是一个问题。
Don't even mention building the church of God, and even it become more difficult. It's even difficult for him to come to the regular meeting.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天世界的王也是用同样的一个计谋来拦阻神心意中教会的建造。
And then the king of this world used the same scheme to prevent the church of God from being built.
所以早晨我们要看看从神借先知对百姓所说的劝勉的话呢，他们如何能够起来来为耶和华建造圣殿。
And this morning, let's take a look at how they rose up and built the temple of God, encouragement of the prophet of God.
我们从哈该先知哈该书里头呢，我们看见神对百姓两方面的一方面是责备，一方面是劝勉。
And from the book of Haggai, we see the Lord rebuke his people on one hand, and on the other hand, he also encouraged them.
神要他们省察自己的行为。
God wanted them to consider their ways.
在两个方面省察他们自己。
Consider their ways in two aspects.
一方面呢是省察他们生活当中的优先顺序。
On one hand, God wanted them to consider the priority of their life.
一方面呢，要他们来省察呢，他们有没有为着神殿的建造预备材料。
On the other hand, God also wanted them to consider whether they prepared the building materials for the temple of the God.
我们知道哈该书是很短的，只有两章圣经。
We know the book of Haggai is very short, only two chapters.
在圣经原文里头呢，它总共提到了五次省察这个字。
It spoke of a high guy. It mentioned five times to consider your ways.
省察的意思就是把心放在上面。
Considering your ways means that you need to pay attention.
就是 place your heart.
Place your heart on certain things.
也就是说呢，你要用心思想。
You need to consider.
早晨我们也需要用心思想，我们是不是把神家的建造，把教会的建造摆在一个优先的顺序上。
This morning, we also need to consider our ways, whether we place the building of the Church of God as the priority.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未到来。
Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
神的百姓为什么会认为建造神的殿的时候还没有到呢？
How come the people of God think that the time has not come?
那是因为他们在环境当中遇见仇敌的拦阻。
Because they encounter the hindrance from the enemy.
里面就软弱，就退后。
They grow weak and then they shrink back.
他们心里面就想了，既然神没有保守我们为他建造圣殿，那肯定是神的时候还没有到。
They were thinking, since God didn't open the way for to keep us in this building work, then it must because the time has not come.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们好像属灵的基督徒啊，也会有这样的一个想法。
Some Christian may also have the same thoughts.
哎呦，那我们不可以跑在神的前面，是不是
？We cannot run in front of God.
既然现在环境不允许。
Since God didn't open us a way,
哎呀，那肯定是神的时候还没有到。
Then God's time has not yet come.
那我们就停一停吧，我们就先不建造神的殿。
Let's just stop and then we do not build the church of God.
这些犹大的渔民，他们知道，他们当初离开巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，只有一个目的。
They know all these remnants. They knew the only purpose for them to return from Babylon to Jerusalem.
就是建造神的殿。
Is to build the temple of God.
那现在呢？能建造，那是不是我们就打包巴比伦去吗
？Since we couldn't build the temple of God, should we just return to Babylon?
他们知道他们不可能再回去巴比伦。
They knew they couldn't return back to Babylon.
那留在耶路撒冷又不能建造神的殿，那我们做什么呢
？But they couldn't build the temple of God in Jerusalem either. Then what are we going to do?
那我们就建造自己的房屋吧。
Let's just start building our own houses.
所以在那个时候，我们看见耶和华的话就临到先知哈该，责备百姓说。
So at that time, the word of God came upon his people through prophet Haggai and rebuked them.
这殿荒凉，你们还住自己天花板的房屋吗
？Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses and this temple to lay in ruins?
这里先知并没有责备神的百姓住房屋的事。
The prophet Haggai didn't mean to rebuke the people for living in houses.
因为神并没有意思要苦待他的。
Because God didn't mean to be harsh on his people.
住天花板房屋的意思乃是说到他们追求生活中的享受。
Living in a paneled houses means that they pursue after the enjoyment of their life.
他们把自己的家摆在神的家的前面。
They place their own houses in front of as a priority.
这里我稍微说一下，因为刚刚姐妹问我一个问题哈，我想弟兄姊妹或许有这个问题：住天花板的房屋，怎么会说是享受生活呢
？So, what's so special about paneled houses? Why the paneled houses means a luxury life?
因为今天我们就算住最小的公寓，也都有天花板。
Even though we live in the smallest apartment, we have the paneling.
然而在那个时候。住天花板的房屋乃是说到那是一个奢侈奢华的一个房子。
And that at that time, back then, living in a paneled house means that you live in a luxury life.
因为当时一般的房屋是没有天花板的。
The regular houses didn't come with a panel.
什么样的房屋才有天花板在当时呢
？What houses have the paneling?
差不多就像我们今天百万豪宅的意思。
Just like the million houses.
所以我们看见神在这里来。责备他的百姓说：“我的殿仍然荒凉，然而你们却在那里专注自己生活的享受。”
The Lord rebuked them. My temple is still in ruins, and how come you pursue after your own enjoyment?
他们专注自己家里的事情。
They focus on their own things.
他们的事业
their own career,
他们的孩子
their children,
他们生活的娱乐和享受
their entertainment and enjoyment,
他们完全就把神家的建造摆在一边
they put aside the building of the temple of God.
所以姐妹早晨主也要我们省察我们自己
This morning, Lord also calls us to consider our ways.
在我们的生活当中
in our life,
我们有没有把神家的建造摆在一个优先的地位上
Do we place the building of the house of God as the priority of our life?
还是我们更关注自己的事
And do we pay more attention on our own matters?
你们愿意早晨主借着先知的话也来提醒我们
May Lord also remind us through all the words of prophets.
要省察我们自己
We also need to consider ourselves.
我们有没有把教会的建造摆在我们生活中的一个优先地位
Do we place the building of the house of God as a priority?
圣经告诉我们当神的殿还荒凉的时候神的百姓在那里奔自己的房屋
The Bible told us when the temple of God is still in desolate the people of God still run to their own houses
奔自己的房屋来说到他们就把他们的时间把他们的心思把他们的精力全部用在跟自己生活享受相关的事情上
Run to their houses means that they spend all their energy, their time, and their time to pursue after their own enjoyment.
当他们专顾自己的事，把神的事摆一边的时候，他们的结果是如何呢？
When they focus only on their own things and then put the things of God aside, then what's the result?
神提醒百姓，叫他们回想过去十多年，他们这样子的一个追求，到后来他们所得着的是什么？
God reminded people to consider and to look back in all those years in the past.
神的话说撒的种多收的却少
Lord mentioned that you have so much and bring in little.
你们吃却不得饱喝却不得足
You eat but do not have enough.
穿衣服却不得暖得工钱却把工钱放在破漏的钱囊里头
You clothe yourself but no one is warm. You earn the wages but put it into a bag with holes.
他们盼望多得，所得的却少。
But they want to, they desire to get more, but they receive a little.
他们收努力收到家里头的，神就把却把他们吹去。
When they brought it home, and Lord blew it away.
这什么意思呢
？What this means?
简单的说，就是神不赐福于他们。
Simply put, God did not bless them.
结果他们就是事倍功半。白忙一场
And then they ended up work hard but receive little and work in vain.
今天这也提醒我们属灵生命的情形是不是也是这样
It also remind us, do we still have the same spiritual condition?
兄姐妹我们如果不看重家的建造
If we don't emphasize on the building of the house of God,
我们如果没有把教会的建造摆在生活中优先的地位
If we don't put the building of the church of God as the priority of our life,
兄姐妹我们属灵生命的情形也会像当日的百姓一样
We would have the same spiritual condition as the people of God at that time.
吃不得饱，喝不得足。
Eat but not have enough.
我们属灵生
Drink but not fill with drink.
我们属灵生命将会是何等的虚弱。
How weak our spiritual life is.
穿衣服还觉得不得暖。
Even though we clothe ourselves, but we don't feel warm.
所以不仅我们属灵生命的情形会是这样的一个软弱。
Not only our spiritual life is so weak.
就是我们孩子属灵的情形也会是如此。
And then the same as our same as the spiritual condition of our children.
所以姐妹，我们要好好的用心思想。
We need to consider our ways.
我们是不是把神家的建造摆在一个优先的地位上
Do we put the building of the house of God as a priority?
好叫我们能够在神的心意上面还能够继续的往前
So we can move forward on the will of God.
在第二方面神借着先知要百姓来省察他们是否为神殿的建造预备材料
On the other hand, God also calls the people of God to consider whether they prepare the building materials.
神告诉他们说你们要上山取木料建造这殿我就因此喜乐且得荣耀
Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified
在旧约建造神圣殿 的材料当中其中所用的许多的木料都是从黎巴嫩高山上所取下来的香柏木
Among all the building materials, the wood they used to build the temple of God is the cedar tree from the mountain of Lebanon.
上山的属灵意义乃是说到说要到一个属天的境界，要到照着山上的样式。
Going up to the mountains means that you need to go to the places and then you need to build according to the pattern of the mountain.
我们知道神要摩西来为他会幕的时候，神乃是把摩西召到山上去。
When God wanted Moses to build a tabernacle, and God called Moses to go up the Mount Sinai.
在那高山上，神荣耀同在里头，神把那会幕的样式启示给摩西。
In God's glorious presence, God revealed a pattern to build the tabernacle.
就是那一针一线，每一个细节样式呢，神都是在那高处来向摩西启示。
Every single details were revealed on the Mount Sinai.
所以同样的，今天我们知道神教会的建造不可以是照着地上的样式来建造。
Now we know that we cannot build the church of God according to the pattern of the world.
不能照着属地的样式，也不是照着多数人的想法。
Not according to the opinions of the majorities.
更不是照着现在这个流行，在世界上这个教会的建造上流行什么，我们也跟着去。
Also not according to the trends of the
弟兄姐妹，神家的教会的建造必须是按着属天的启示。
It must be according to the heavenly revelation.
是要照着山上的样式。
Must be according to the pattern that received from the Mount Sinai.
所以今天神也提醒我们，
God also reminded us.
要上山取木料。
We need to go up to the mountain and bring wood.
我们知道这个从高山上所取的这个香柏木哈，它不是整棵树拿下来呢就建造在圣殿里头。
We know that not the whole log, whole raw tree will be brought into the temple to build the temple of God.
它必须是经过一次又一次的剥削。
It must go through many shaving.
它经过多次的雕琢。
A lot of molding.
才能够成为建造圣殿的那个合适的木料。
Then it can become the proper building materials.
这就说到今天圣灵要借着十字架在我们身上来雕削我们，来制作我们，叫我们成为那教会造合适的材料。
It speaks the workers of the cross through the Holy Spirit to mold us and then to build us up so that we may become the building materials for the church of God.
所以我们看见今天我们要来学习，我们要来天天的上山取木料。
Now, today we need to learn to go up to the mountain every day to bring wood.
今天仇敌如何来拦阻这件事情呢？
How the enemy of God prevent us from doing this?
我们先前提到了世界的王乃是叫神的儿女们没有时间来亲近神。
Earlier we mentioned that the king of this world will cause all of the children of God to be very busy so that we don't have time to draw near to God.
对，叫我们忙到一个地步呢，没有时间啊，能够上山取木料。
And then to cause us very busy to the point that we don't have time to go up to the mountain to bring wood.
那教会就没有办法能够建造下去。
Then there's no way for us to build the church.
我们知道当耶稣在地上的时候，他比我们众人都忙碌。
We know when Lord Jesus was living in this earth, he was very busy, busier than all of us.
然而我们知道主却每一天花许多时间上山来亲近父神，在父神的面前来多有祷告。
But we know that Lord Jesus come up to the mountain to draw near to the Lord and then spend a lot of time to pray to God, to fathers.
那我们知道这上山的意思不是说我们今天要上哪座山才能够去亲近神。
Going up to the mountain doesn't mean that we have to hike up the mountain physically.
在马太福音第六章那里主给我们说出了一个秘诀。
In Matthew chapter
8,
chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, it gave us a secret.
主说你祷告的时候要进到你的内屋，要关起门来祷告你在暗中的父。
When you pray, go to your inner room and close the door and pray to your fathers in secret.
所以我们知道今天神乃是借着住在我们的最深处的灵里头。
We know that God is in us in the deep secret spirit.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要上山取木料，今天我们要亲近神，我们就必须要回到我们的灵的里头。
In order for us to go up to the mountain and bring wood, we have to return back to our spirit.
我们必须在灵的深处里头，借着我们的信，能够与神有那亲密的交通。
By our faith, we have the intimate fellowship with our Lord in our spirit.
我们才可能能够从神那里得着那山上样式的启示。
Then we can receive the pattern, we can receive the revelation of the pattern.
我们也才有可能在那属灵的高处的。的里头来得着那圣殿建造的材料。
Then we can receive the materials to build the temple of God in the heavenly places.
弟兄们，如果我们今天不能够花时间来亲近主，我们是不可能能够得着那教会建造的材料。
If we don't spend the time to draw near to God, then there's no way for us to prepare the building materials.
所以我们每一天亲近主，是我们生活当中不可少的一件事。
So drawing near to God is the necessary in our daily life.Essential. It's very essential in our life.
最近我听到我一个女儿跟我分享到她如何蒙主的光照。
And lately, I heard a fellowship from one of my daughters.
主提醒她在她生活当中的不可少和一个需要或者说应该做的一个分别。
Lord reminded her the difference between the essentials.And the responsibilities,
或是责任
the duties.
我这个女儿她是一个很认真的人。
This daughter is a very serious person.
她现在还在大学里面念书。
She's still in college.
所以作为一个学生呢，她用功读书，好好准，好好做作业，好好预备考试，这是她当尽的责任。
As a student, it's her responsibility to study hard and to prepare for exams.
我这女儿她也打工做家教。
She also work as a tutor.
所以呢，她应该负责做一个家教，做个老师，她应该负责任来备课，然后呢，好好用认真的来提升，这也是她所当尽的责任。
It's also her responsibility to prepare for her teaching as a tutor.
她也算是一个不错的基督徒。
She is also very good Christian.
为什么我这么说呢
？Why I say that?
你要跟我们很。跟我们弟兄姐妹差不多。
It's very similar to us.
她每周基本上呢参加周五的查经聚会，还有主日的聚会。
Every week she will come to Friday and Sunday meetings.
她也参加教会里头的一些服事。
She also have some service.
这也是我们基督徒都应该做的，是不是
？This is all the things that we should do as a Christian.
所以她算是一个不错的基督徒。
So we can count her as a pretty good Christian.
然后呢，她除了这些事情之外呢，她有一些的时间呢，还是要锻炼锻炼身体，跑跑步。
Beside all this, she also exercises and then jogging.
操练身体啊，虽然益处少，但是也是有益处的。
So it still has some benefit to exercise our body.
但是她告诉我们说，到了一个地步啊，她觉得她有时候觉得都不够时间睡觉。
And she's so busy to the point that she even doesn't have time to sleep.
是吃饭的时间都没有。
And doesn't have time to eat.
她说她有时候就一天只吃一餐。
Sometimes she only has one meal a day.
你想，就是一个年轻的学生啊，她也可以忙成这样的一个情况。
Just imagine a young student, college student, can be such busy.
有一天，主就提醒她。
One day, Lord reminded her.
就像主提醒马大的一样。
Just like when Lord reminded Martha,
不可少的只有一件。
Only one thing is essential.
就是安静的坐在主脚前，来亲近主，来听主的声音。
It's to quietly sit before His feet and then hear His voice.
弟兄姐妹，今天在你我的生活当中，我们有没有少了这一件不可少的呢
？In your and my life, do we have this most essential thing?
主说不可少的只有一件。
Lord said only one thing that is essential.
弟兄姐妹，主知道我们很忙很忙的。
Lord know I'm very busy.
我们有很多是我们都该做的事情。
There are a lot of things that we need to do.
然而不可少的只有一件。
But Lord reminded us only one thing that is necessary.
就是来亲近我们的主。
Is to come to draw near to God.
我们看见当神的百姓在神面前存敬畏的心，他们在神面前听从神借先知所说的话。
We see when the children of God has this fear to the God, and then they listen to the words of prophets.
神应许他们说，我就与你们同在。
And then the Lord promised them that I am with you.
弟兄妹，这岂不就是我们所最盼望得着的吗
？Is it the thing that we desire the most?
就是主。 实时的与我们同在。
It's God's presence.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
主还告诉他们说，他们如果上山取木料建造这殿呢，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
And God also told them that if you go up to the mountain and bring wood, I may take pleasure in it and be glorified.
你们早晨当我们围绕在饼杯面前的时候，
As we gather there before the communion service,
我们都再一次被主的提醒，他的爱是如何激励了我们。
We reminded how His love constrained us.
我们都再一次被提醒说，我们何等盼望能够来满足我们的主。
We all, once again, we all reminded how we can satisfy our God.
主说你们上山取木料。
Lord, God mentioned that you need to go up the mountain to bring wood.
亲近我。
You need to come to me.
你们来为教会的建造预备材料。
You need to prepare the building materials for the
church of God. 主说我就喜乐了。
Then I may take a pleasure.
兄姐妹，这岂不就是我们所最盼望的吗
？Is it the thing that we desire the most?
我们蒙恩的基督徒岂不盼望我们的主能够喜乐吗
？Do we desire that our Lord will be pleased?
我们岂不盼望我们的主能够得荣耀吗
？And will be glorified?
主说：“你们要上山取木料。”
Lord mentioned, "You need to go up the mountain."
当我们来亲近主的时候，
as we come near to the Lord.
当我们来与主有交通的时候，
as we fellowship with Lord.
当主能够把他山上的样式启示给我们的时候，
as the Lord revealed the pattern of the mountain to us.
主说：“我就喜乐。”
And then the Lord said, "I'll be glad."
主说：“我就得荣耀。”
I'll be glorified.
你们盼望这也成为我们的一个真心的一个。
And I hope that this will be our heartfelt wish.
我们感谢主，当犹大的首领和百姓他们听了神界先知所说的话了以后呢，他们便依靠神起来建造神的殿。
Thank Lord, when the heads of the father's houses heard the words and they obeyed the words and rose up and, to build the temple of God.
神也在他们一切环境上来保守他们，来帮助他们。他们在短短的四年里头就完成了圣殿的建造。
Lord also kept them in all the circumstances and blessed them and helped them, and then in the four short years they finished the construction work.
他们在那里向耶和华神来献祭。
They started to offer sacrifice to Lord.
他们在那里怀着感恩的心来守逾越节。
With gratitude they kept the Passover.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见神的见证在那里得着一个恢复。
We see the Lord's testimony has been restored.
我们的神不再是单单被称为天上的神。
The Lord no longer called the God of heaven.
借着这一班的犹大的渔民。
Through all these remnants.
借着他们成为神手中的工。
Because they become the God's hand.
神在地上恢复了他的见证。
God restored his testimony.
神的名在地上得着了一个居所。
God received his own dwelling place for his name.
圣经让我们看见我们的神再一次被称为天地的主。
And then the Bible showed us that our God once again are called the Lord of heavens and earth.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我是不是向着神的心意也有这个忠心呢？
Are we still faithful on the will of God?
我们是否愿意被主的话来激励呢？
Are we willing to be encouraged by the word of God?
叫我们能够把教会的建造摆在我们生活中一个优先的地位。
To cause us to place the building of the Church of God as the priority of our life.
让我们学习每一天能够来亲近我们的主。
So we may learn to draw near to God every day.
我们能够在属天的高处。
So we may live in the heavenly places.
我们来亲近主，从主那教会建造的启示。
We may draw near to God and receive the revelation to build God.
并且在主的面前来预备教会建造的一些材料。
So then we can prepare the building materials before God.
愿主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
愿主来建造我们。
And build us up.
愿主在我们中间，他能够来得着一个他丰满荣耀的见证。
So may the Lord receive a fullness of His testimony.
今天在我们中间
，Among us，
我们是。蒙神所召
We are called,
我们是被主所拣选
chosen,
然而我们是不是向主有忠心的一般人
However, are we faithful to God?
愿主的话语激励我们
May Lord, may words of Lord encourage us
让我们在一起低头有点祷告
Let's bow for the word of prayer
主你当日如何借着你的话主来激励你